This is Adrian Smith. 3, 2, 1. Yesterday, we had a budget markup meeting, which basically means that the committee meets to amend the budget bill, the budget resolution. And I have to say that for as many hours as we put in, I can't say we accomplished a lot. The budget resolution now will be before the entire House, I believe, next week. I have to say as well that the budget resolution is not forward-thinking in any way, shape, or form. We've been told that this is a Congress of change, and I just have to say that it is not. This is more of the same in terms of entitlement reform. We do not have 1 ounce of entitlement reform in the budget resolution, and we've been told by the chair of the Federal Reserve, we've been told by the Secretary of the Treasury, we've been told by the director of the Congressional Budget Office, and these are people appointed by both parties, that we need entitlement reform if we expect to sustain our economy, if we expect to sustain our budgets over time. The fact is, it is short on the entitlement reform that is absolutely necessary. It is also short on earmark reform. I hear from constituents time and time again that they want earmark reform. Will we balance the budget with earmark reform? No. But that is still to say that we need to approach the issue with reform in mind, and so that we can have a more open process, so that we don't have members requesting dollars that find themselves with their name on the building that the earmark built. We need a line item veto. I introduced an amendment yesterday, shall I say late last night, that would give the president the line item veto exactly like Governor Heineman has in the state budget. It's something that I think will lead to more fiscal responsibility, more scrutiny. These earmarks that are airdropped, as they're called here in Congress, this would allow the president at least to address those issues. And then ultimately, the way my amendment was drafted, ultimately the Congress would have the opportunity to fulfill its constitutional obligation to vote up or down after the line item vetoes would take place. So I have to say that this budget misses the mark. It, I think, lacks fiscal responsibility. It will call for the largest tax increase in American history. And I guess if there's change, that's the change. The fact is, though, that's not the kind of change that will sustain our economy. So that is the budget hearing from yesterday.